He was the limitless wonder.
Thank you, a limitless wonder.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron, Dr. Dick? What should we go with here?
You can call me Ron.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity. That's a great opening there, Limits, and I commend you for that.
Just one more. There we go.
Yeah, let's dive in. It's the Limitless Express. We're off and running.
All right, let's do it, Joe. According to Adam Schefter, Noah Fant, the former first-round pick, tight end of the Broncos who went to Seattle in the Russell Wilson trade, is now coming to the AFC North. He is expected to sign with the Cincinnati Bengals. So the Bengals add another target on offense. They, as we know, already have a loaded offense with the likes of Chase, Higgins, Burrow. And Fant is only 27 years old.
Why is he available?
He was let go by Seattle.
Let go by Seattle. Okay.
So he's
put up some pretty decent numbers.
48 catches last year for 500 yards, but just one touchdown last season.
Well, who cares? He played for Seattle. He had 48 catches, a 10.4-yard average. He's been up in terms of average over 10 to 12 to 14 as a rookie. He's never really played in a great offense at all. He's a big Joe Kopp guy. Is he not one of the guys they got with the draft picks they received from the Steelers for Devin Bush? I think he was. I think they drafted him with one of those picks, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, 10th. He was 20th overall in that draft in 2019.
I like him. He's had catches also of 75, a couple catches over 50 in his career. I think he's a big guy who can run that Joe Burrow is going to take advantage of.
I agree. I mean, they have utilized tight ends pretty well in Cincinnati. Obviously, with the two wide receivers on the outside, there are going to be some opportunities for tight ends to be able to flourish. Like, I remember Uzama was really good for them, Gesicki, when they could just attack the middle of the field.
Yeah.
And Noah Fant, to me, is probably going to be the next guy in line for that, where Seattle cut him, which saves about $9 million for them right before training camp. That's a great fit. Like, sometimes there are good players that are just not in the right scheme and not in the right fit. Noah Fant is going to a perfect opportunity for him, I think.
Next.
John Harbaugh is saying that Lamar Jackson is as good as any passer there's ever been at training camp.
As good as any quarterback or any passer?
As good as any passer there's ever been. So he completed 66.7% of his throws last year. He set career highs in yards, touchdowns, also a career low in interception rate. And he also finished the year with the league lead in yards per attempt and passer rating.
I mean, you know, the more you look at the numbers, it's hard to disagree. Although in terms of pure passers, I don't even think Lamar would say that. In terms of pure passers, you have your Aaron Rodgers, you have your Marinos, people like that from NFL history. But
Elway.
But passer can be construed in a lot of different ways. And the numbers that Lamar is putting up, when you have seasons of 36 touchdowns and 6 picks and 41-4, and you lead the NFL, did you say, in passer rating easily at 119.6, and you've won all these MVPs and easily could have won again last year, it's hard to argue. But in terms of pure passing, I wouldn't say so. But in terms of quarterback play and delivering the ball, you know what I mean. You know what the difference
is. I know exactly what
I'm
mean.
Saying.
Like,
in terms of getting the ball where it needs to go, yes, it's an accurate statement now.
How does the ball come out of your hand? How good does it look? How accurate are you? Just part of it is the eye test. And I think Marino probably passes that with flying colors more so than Lamar does. Same thing with like the Montanas of the world. But Lamar has significantly improved as a passer. That was one of the major knocks on him. That's one of the things that I came down hardest on. Like, he's too much of a runner. Like, if the pocket ever broke down, Lamar was not looking to throw downfield. He was just going to automatically take off. He still does that, but not nearly as much. And he makes a lot of better plays and bigger plays downfield with his arm.
41-4. Okay, here's the deal with Lamar. He throws tons of touchdowns. He doesn't get intercepted very much, and he wins nearly all his games. And I know the playoffs, we can talk about that. Although, unlike a franchise I know, he does win a playoff game now pretty much by year. He's 70-24 in his career. He wins all the time, and he has 166 touchdowns against 49 picks. So I don't care whatever anybody wants to say about Lamar that's good is probably right.
Yeah, I mean, Lamar in the playoffs I still think is a guy that you can have some questions about. He's not been able to get it done in the biggest moments. He's not been able to get to a Super Bowl like Joe Burrow has. And he's come short against the likes of Patrick Mahomes, but basically who hasn't at this point other than Burrow?
I mean, he didn't drop the ball in the end zone last year, although he did have some big turnovers in that game.
He did.
That is a fact.
Those fumbles
He's got to finish. So does everybody else in the AFC not named Mahomes, right?
How about this story from the Ravens camp? Michael Phelps is going to teach Ravens players how to swim in the team's new pool.
What?
Yes, Michael Phelps is going to teach Ravens players how to swim in the team's new pool, according to Pro Football Talk.
Getting in, I will say this, Limits. I don't know if you agree. Swimming might be the best overall body workout there is.
I was swimming in the lake yesterday.
Were you?
It was fun swimming in the lake. We watched the sunset in the lake.
I'm glad. I'm happy for you. That was very fun. Your vacation. That's wonderful.
So the Ravens
installed. What lake? Where? Albany?
It was Lake Erie.
Oh.
Up at Geneva.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's where Lake Erie is.
Doesn't get much better than that.
So they posted a video on social media saying they can't swim and are hoping that Phelps will help them, the Ravens posted, saying, Mr. Phelps, we have a problem. Did you know that 1 in 3 Ravens cannot swim? We have a solution for you. Come to Ravens training camp in this beautiful aquatic center and teach us how to swim, player said in a video.
I mean, it sounds like a fun activity.
It is
it going to happen?
I think so.
All right.
It sounds like it actually will.
Next.
Michael Phelps said, I got y'all. Let's do it. So he will be showing up to his hometown in Baltimore. Next, J.J. McCarthy learning from failures at Vikings training camp. I feel like when the Steelers play the Vikings, they will significantly have the quarterback matchup when they play in Ireland. The Vikings will have the roster matchup, but I think the Steelers will ultimately win the game because J.J. McCarthy is just ultimately not that good of a quarterback. Thoughts?
How do you know?
We've never seen him. That's based on what I saw from him in college.
I think it's going to be different. And, you know, it's ridiculous.
Different. How so?
It's not college anymore. It's the NFL, and he's playing in a passing system instead of handing the ball off all the time. I think he's going to be better. I think he's going to be good.
It's not like he was very good when he had to necessarily throw it in passing situations.
Thank you, Limits.
You're welcome.
You might be right. In the end, I think when you're in a system like he was, where basically all you're doing is turning around and handing off the ball what do you mean he wasn't any good? I thought he was pretty good at Michigan.
He was very good in what they asked him to do, but they didn't ask him to do very much. They asked him to rely on the defense. They asked him to hand the ball off a lot and just make the right reads.
And he did it well, did he not?
He did. I also like to point out that Roman Wilson was one of the main factors in that offense as well.
He also had 49 touchdowns and 11 picks and completed 72.3% of his passes.
That was also
in his senior year.
Absolute complete machine.
Okay. So no matter what he did at Michigan, you're going to give him bad grades because you love Drew Aller.
Oh, there it is again. It always comes back to Drew Aller. Not you can't put a conscious thought together, Austin. We're just going to throw what you think is a bad opinion back onto that. I see how it is. Just trash my opinion by throwing something else on it that has nothing to do with it.
Whose opinion was trashed here first? I believe you trashed mine on J.J. McCarthy.
I did not say anything about your opinion on McCarthy. I said my own opinion on J.J. McCarthy that
no,
I don't think he's going to be a good quarterback.
I said it's going to be different. You said different? Like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going
to
be different.
I don't think it's going to be different
at
all. So now I am going at your opinion.
I want you to go at my opinion, but don't say you don't.
I just don't think he's that great of a quarterback, Joe. I don't think his arm strength is really there. I wonder about his ability to read defenses. Everything was basically handed to him on a platter.
How do you know if he
had
what do you mean
offense.
You wonder about his ability to read defenses? Based on what?
I'm going based on what scouts and analysts have said.
He can't
what
read
the
a defense?
Has been.
How do they know at this point
because
in his
career? Because
they're
the ones that study it, and those are the ones that we rely on for this.
these guys see him play every day. Why should I have an opinion?
I'm not a coach. I'm not one of these former NFL players on these big-time shows that are commenting on J.J. McCarthy.
The guy completed 73% of his passes practically as a senior. I saw him dropping dimes the other day. I know it's only training camp. I think he has a chance to be pretty good. You've already drawn a conclusion, all because he's not Drew Allen.
Well, the story is from multiple different outlets that J.J. McCarthy is struggling in training camp. He's thrown a lot of interceptions, and J.J. McCarthy even said he has to learn from failures and try to get better. I just don't think he's ultimately going to be that good.
And you have every right to that opinion, Limits. Next.
And I will stick to it. All right. Next up on the list, the Washington Commanders. What do you make about their outlook this year with Jaden Daniels? Because ultimately, some people like to put Jaden Daniels as that number five in the top quarterbacks in the NFL, where I know you ultimately put Jalen Hurts instead. Do you think that the Commanders are going to have a successful season this year?
Yeah, and I think he's great. Please don't say that me having him on maybe sixth or right there is any sort of statement, derogatory statement about Jaden Daniels, or indicate that. I think the kid is great and has every chance to be a top five quarterback in the league this year. He might have been one last year. So, yeah, Terry McLaurin, have they gotten that ironed out yet?
No, they're still trying to figure it out.
I think that will get ironed out. What don't they have? You know, I don't think Von Miller is going to help them very much defensively. He was washed up the last I saw. They brought in a couple people in their secondary, free agents to help. But I think offensively, they have everything you need. And they brought in Laramie Tunsil, too.
So I bring this up because Madden just released their top 10 quarterbacks according to ratings.
Yeah.
Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson are tied at 99. Allen just eventually edging out Lamar on this list. Burrow at 97. They have Mahomes at 95. Overall grade for the number five quarterback is 88. Matthew Stafford, Madden has as the fifth best quarterback in the NFL. Jaden Daniels, 10th below Goff, Herbert, Hurts, and Baker Mayfield.
That's insane.
What?
That's ridiculous.
Madden has Baker and Daniels tied at an 85 overall grade. Herbert and Jalen Hurts at 86. Goff at 87.
You're a big Herbert guy, aren't you?
I am a big Herbert guy.
You love
guy.
Herbert.
Madden likes Herbert, too, just like me.
I don't care what they like.
Now I like Herbert better than Goff. I would put Herbert
My stepson
seven.
Michael texted me the other day and said, show Limits this, and Ooh. It was quarterbacks, records versus playoff teams. You ready?
Okay.
Over the last three seasons, their record against playoff teams. You ready?
I'm sitting down.
Patrick Mahomes, 23-8.
742
winning percentage.
It's insane.
Josh Allen, 14-9. That's a 609 winning percentage. Lamar, 17-11. That's 607. Burrow, 11-14. That's only a 440 winning percentage. And your guy.
My guy.
Justin Herbert. What's his record in 21 games
I'm
against
guessing
playoff?
It's not very good.
Wrong. It's 3-18. It's horrendous with a 143 winning percentage. Now go ahead and make up your excuses for him. Tell me how J.J. McCarthy is going to stink and how Drew Aller's great.
Well, I will not say one thing about Drew Aller, even though you keep bringing him into the equation. But I will.
You know the texters do, too.
Not one person has brought up Drew Aller until you just did right now. Not one
412-928-9370 if you want
it's
to text
you.
Limits
it's
about
the,
Drew Aller.
It's the framing
Him
that
ripping
you are trying
J.J.
to put
McCarthy.
Me into this with J.J. McCarthy.
And he's a big Justin Herbert guy.
Aller has
3-18, big boy. 3-18.
Now people are going to try to say, oh, J.J. McCarthy, he went to Michigan. That's why you don't like him. That'll
That's
be the next
exactly.
argument.
See,
That'll
you,
be the next stupid argument.
You protest
argument.
Too much. You protest too much. And you know deep inside that as a Penn State guy, you are unwilling to give other Big Ten quarterbacks
you know what that
their
does,
due,
Joe.
Including Will Howard.
You know what that does, Joe?
Including Will
you,
Howard.
That is you putting me down, acting as if I can't make a thought on my own and separate the NFL and college. How dare you put me in that box? That's you being derogatory towards me.
You said it better than I could.
Yes, I did. Yep. Would you like to go to the phones? Before we get to Noah?
No, I want to go back to Drew Aller. What phones? What are people calling about?
There's a caller that wants to talk about the Steelers.
I don't care.
Okay. Texter, McCarthy sucks, Joe.
What else are they saying? Tell me what they're saying about you.
A texter said, quit swimming in lakes. So there was supposedly some animal that severely affected a kid that swam into a lake. I don't know what that has to do.
Let's stay away from that one.
That's very scary. Maybe I shouldn't go in the lake. This is the first time that I went into the lake in years, actually.
Anybody ripping you for Drew Aller?
No, Jim in Omaha saying that you are cranky today.
Somebody else
saying Aller, wrong, to quote Joe. And then somebody else says the Penn State cult guy doesn't like the Michigan quarterback. Wow,
there we go.
A newsflash.
There we go.
I think
I'm not the least bit cranky today. In fact, I'm in a great mood.
I do think that...
I've lost 16 pounds. Did you know that, Limits?
Another texter says, Limits, how do you do this every day with Joe? Beer? Wow. No, I don't drink beer. Limits, Herbert is way overrated. He's slightly above average. Another texter, City Limits doesn't know ball. Texter, I saw Drew Aller at the laundromat. He is washed. That's funny. For Texting the City, it is.
Remember Texting the City? Those were the good old days.
Those were the good old days, yep. City Limits is the man, another texter says. Another texter says, Limits, if you're so in love with Drew Aller, why don't you marry him?
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Texter, you suck, Limits. Read that one. Well, you know what, texter? Damn it, I did.
And that's why we love you so.